to city, state to state, coast to coast, picking up passengers along the way. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Glad you're tuned in to the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas. Bring you the latest in scores, updates, and highlights, all right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and your favorite conductor, Anthony Smith. And that show is getting ready to start right now. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That just gets you ready for football. Even giving scores and highlights, talking about this and talking about that, pertaining to things that are football. Yes, I'm going to give you the scores. Yes, I have to do some catch-up. High school recap, college, and the NFL. So, yes, this is going to be a loaded show. I had to get some housekeeping out of the way. You know, talking about the build-up to the Colorado State, Colorado game, and some of the things that happened. And I want to give you this soundbite because I think it's very important. Because I think one Seth Greenberg got it right. And when you hear what he has to say, I believe you two will be in agreement. But here are the words of one renowned coach, Seth Greenberg, and he said it best like this.
I saw the comments from Colorado State football coach regarding Deion Sanders, Coach Prime. And look, I'm not a Coach Prime guy. I'm not a Colorado guy. I'm not a Colorado State guy. I'm just a guy to coach for 33 years, 22 as a head coach. And this is real simple. Coaches, coach your own team. If you're coaching Colorado State, you know what? You conduct your business in the manner in which you want to conduct your business. All right? You don't need to spend an ounce of energy communicating or talking about someone else's program or how they're running their program. Because you know what? Everyone has a choice. Be comfortable in your own skin. Coach your own team. Use your energy to prepare your team and get them ready to play and not worry about your opponent. And, you know, I saw Coach Prime's reaction in terms of making it personal. You know, you don't want to create causes for your opponent. There's no doubt about it. In the end, the game's won on the field. But I still do not understand why any coach would spend an ounce of energy communicating and talking about someone else's team. It's just not the right thing to do.
And those were the profound words of wisdom from one Seth Greenberg, who you can find at Seth Owned Hoops. I believe he got it right. So now, as I told you, I was going to go into these scores. Got to give my high school teams around here in the state of Kansas some love. The high school recap, as I would like to call it, or the high school blitz, the high school football blitz. Still looking for those sponsors and those who wants to advertise. Like I said, I do have the best rates. Whole lot cheaper than radio. So keep that in mind. You know how to reach out to me. But I'm going to start with 6A. Liberal steamrolled Topeka by the score 51-13. Blue Valley Southwest beat Blue Valley West 38-28. Blue Valley Northwest gets past Blue Valley 28-14. Kansas City Schlegel was in a competitive game against Kansas City Wyandotte, but Wyandotte still falls short by the score of 28-19. Manhattan steamrolled Hayes. Mill Valley was in a dogfight with Shawnee Mission Northwest, getting past them 14-7. Derby steamrolled Bishop Carroll. They clipped the wings off the Eagles by the score of 56-14. Garden City did away disposed of Wichita West, beating them 35-6. Dodge City was in a dogfight with Wichita South, but they overcame by the score of 27-20. Wichita Heights had no problem disposing of Wichita North by the score of 53-6. And Wichita East pitched a gigantic shutout against Wichita Southeast by the score of 70-0. Olathe South cruises past Olathe Northwest 49-21. Shawnee Mission South gets past Shawnee Mission West 24-14. Lawrence squeaked past Shawnee Mission East 31-28. Gardner Edgerton blanks Olathe West 42-0. Lawrence Free State squeaks past Olathe East 17-10. Olathe North disposes of Shawnee Mission North 61-28. In 5A, Kansas City Washington cruises past Bonner Springs 37-28. Baser Linwood 56, KC Turner 0. Goddard boat races Andover 50-8. Newton, get this, Newton squeaks past Mays. The Mays, that's right, Mays Eagles. Y'all remember Avery Johnson? He's a K-State now. But yes, the Newton Railers clipped the wings off of the Mays Eagles by the score of 19-17. Salina Central rolls past Emporia 46-13. Highland Park gets past KC Sumner 26-13. Hutch gets past May South 28-22. Goddard Eisenhower cruises past Valley Center 21-7. DeSoto blanks Topeka West 59-0. Lansing squeaks past Leavenworth 28-6. Shawnee Mission Heights squeaks past Topeka Seaman 33-30. And Northwest, after spotting Capen, a nice substantial lead, comes back and wins the game 42-35. Campus gets on track, beating Salina South 35-27. Now we move into 4A. Andale blanks Eldorado 73-0. Holcomb cruises past Ulysses 61-7. Clay Center cruises past Abilene 26-13. Wamego has no problem with Concordia, beating them 40-6. Andover Central, the Jaguars, cruises past Arkansas City, 25-6. Mulvane squeaks past Augusta, 31-28. Circle has no problem with Winfield, beating them 45-23. Bishop Miege beats St. James Academy, 48-7. Tonganoxie cruises past Chanute 38-21. Paola 21, Ottawa 2. Fort Scott, in a closely low scoring game, gets past Independence 14-6. Great Bend falls to Bueller by the score of 20-14. Atchison beats KC Harmon 77-7. Pittsburgh has no problem with Labette, beating them 45-6. Spring Hill gets past Eudora 31-28. Junction City has no problem with McPherson, beating the Bull Pups 27-2. Aquinas blanks Blue Valley North 41-0. Washburn Rural cruises past KC Piper 51-15. And those are the 4A scores. I don't know where I went from 4A to 5A without catching that, but those were the 4A scores. Yes, the 4A scores started with Andale and El Dorado. So now we go into 3A. Halstead gets past Pratt by the score of 42-38. Heston squeaks past Hillsboro 31-27. Kingman cruises past Wichita Trinity 35-6. Goodland, right up there near the border of Colorado and Kansas, squeaks past Lakin 16-14. Nemaha Central blanks Perry LeCompton 26-0. Sabetha has no problem with Jefferson West beating them 15-14. Baxter Springs playing host to Afton, Oklahoma, was not a gracious host, beating them 27-12. Marysville. Got to give applause to Marysville. Why? Because that's a little town I used to run through when I had a job that had me transporting medications. Nice school, nice facility. Marysville beats Chapman 21-8. So shout out to Marysville. And the only reason I did that because I used to talk to people out there in Marysville, and they were very down on their football program. So much to the point where they were even wanting to get a new coach. And I don't know what their coaching situation is, but I want to say shout out to Marysville on your victory over Chapman, 21-8 once again. Hugleton hosting Guymon, Oklahoma, and they too were not a gracious host as they come away with 45-26 victory. Millwood, Oklahoma comes into Scott City and they walk out with a low-scoring 6-0 victory. Houghton beats Hiawatha by the score of 47-14. Santa Fe Trail has no problem. Anderson County Garnett beating them 28-12. Frontenac 42, Bishop Ward 26. Girard 30, Galena 0. Prairie View 55, Osawatomie 0. Wellsville 56, Burlington 0. Parsons 21, Iola 12. Collegiate 56, Wellington 20. Rose Hill 14, Clearwater 6. Lewisburg 62, Baldwin 7. Coffeyville 42, Columbus 12. Looking at the 2A scores, Conway Springs has no problem with Chaparral, beating them 42-7. Jackson Heights 46, Pleasant Ridge 14. Northern Heights gets boat raced by Council Grove by the score of 48-8. Osage City blanks Opie 14-0. Mission Valley beats West Franklin in a low scoring affair 7-3. Cherryville steamrolls Blue Stem 36-6. Thomas More Prep gets past Plainville 36-28. Smith Center has no problem with Russell, beating them 30-6. Norton Community rolls Oakley 49-7. Phillipsburg beats Ellis 65-38. Pittsburgh Colgan gets past Riverton by the score of 35-0. Hoisington likewise blanks Lions 60-0. Southeast of Saline has no problem with Minneapolis, beating them 60-6. Humboldt blanks Neodache 42-0. Caney Valley disposes of Eureka 58-6. Haven rolls past Nickerson 48-8. Larned blanks Smoky Valley 38-0. Cheney likewise blanks Douglas 41-0. Colby has no problem with Cimarron blanking them as well, 26-0. In a more closely contested game, Rock Creek squeaks past Raleigh County 14-6. Topeka Hayden beats Rossville 42-23. And what I'm going to do right here, I am going to pause and take a break. When I come back, I will give you 1A, 6-8-man, and 6-man. So don't you dare go nowhere. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor. Hope you are enjoying the train ride. Thank you. you heard of Drink to Shrink? It has 9 powerful herbs: persimmon leaves, holy thistle, malva leaves, marshmallow leaves, blessed thistle, papaya, ginger, chamomile, and myrrh. It cleanses the upper and lower intestines, kidney, colons, lungs, and even the largest organ on our body. It cleanses our skin. Did you know the average person loses 5 pounds in 5 days? Our bodies can hold up to 25 pounds of waste. Most diseases known to man starts in the gut. How does it taste? That all depends on your preference. For more information, contact Anthony Smith at 316-553-2010, or you can go to his website at www.theepic.com/SaxmanHelp. That's www.theepic.com/SaxmanHelp.
The A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Grab your tickets, get on board, and enjoy the ride. It's the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. All aboard!
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. As promised, I would come back and wrap up these scores from this week of high school football. That music right there just gets you pumped up for some football. The sounds of the band. So, now we take a look at scores from 1A. Valley Heights has no problem disposing of Troy, beating them by the score of 52-16. Centralia handles Onaga with ease, 48-6. Pleasanton cruises past Belle Plaine, 31-12. Jefferson County North squeaks out a 2-point victory over Waubonsie by the score of 36-34. Jayhawk Glen blanks Uniontown by the score of 56-0. Sterling cruises past Sedgwick, 41-6. Marion gets past Hutch Trinity, 28-21. Ellenwood cruises past Stanton County, 24-6. Central Heights blanks Cherokee Southeast, 29-0. Emmon cruises past Remington, 26-6. Garden Plain gets past Medicine Lodge, 21-7. Silver Lake squeaks out a 1-point victory over St. Mary's, 29-28. Beloit turns on the afterburners and races past Republic County, 56-8. Ellsworth, 39, Sacred Heart, 3. Atchison County, Effingham, gets past Oskaloosa, 26-20. Valley Falls gets a 10-point victory over Horton by the score of 34-24. Fredonia gets past Erie, 26-14. Southwestern Heights gets past Syracuse, 44-28. McLeod blows out Mauer Hill by the score of 52-12. Royal Valley, 38, Riverside, 16. Quapaw, Oklahoma, who was in the state of Kansas, I do believe, last week, comes back and knocks off Arma Northeast by the score of 37-20. Now we look at 8-man Division 1. Norwich blows past Pretty Prairie 62-16. Hodgman County cruises past Spearville 54-12. Quintner has no problem with Dighton, beating them 42-12. Kinsley shuts out Maxville 48-0. Sublette squeaks past Buckland 26-24. Washington County beats Lynn 48-13. Harrington blows out Rural Vista 50-6. In a high-scoring game, and my friend Matt Fowler is on the wrong end of this score, but Colony Crest, one of those known commodities in 8-man, beats Oswego by the score of 60-40. Central Plains gets past La Crosse by the score of 28-20. Hill City beats Thunder Ridge 28-18. Flint Hills gets by Udall 26-18. Elkhart beats Springfield, Colorado 34-28. Chase County 48, Gossel 0. Burden Central beats West Elk 48-28. Trego Community blows past Stockton 52-6. Mound Ridge blinks Independent 60-0. South Sumner blows away Sedan 68-20. Oxford cruises past Cedar Vale Dexter 58-32. Attica Argonia has no problem with Pratt Skyline, beating them 52-28. Wichita County cruises past Hoxie 48-14. El Saline gets past Little River by the score of 24-14. Considerably low scoring game there. Rock Hill squeaks past Pike Valley 36-32. 8-man Division 2 now. South Barbara blinks Fairfield 46-0. Otis Bison and St. John Hudson play to a 14-14 tie. Central Christian cruises past Stafford 46-12. Lakeside beats Logan Palco 52-6. And Sunrise Christian beats Marmarton Valley by the same identical score, 52-6. Hanover squeaks past Osborne 28-26. Blue Valley Randolph beats Wakefield 42-14. Mineola cruises past South Gray 58-12. Victoria blinks Nest City 46-0. South Central turn on the afterburners and blows past Kiowa County 74-8. Madison 62, Lebo 12. Here's another one of these identical scores. Maranatha Academy blows past Donovan West 52-6. So there's something about that 52-6 score that's very popular. Linden has no problem with Frankfort beating them 70-24. Sylvan Lucas 30, Bennington 12. Burlingame blanks Hartford 51-0. And this night must be dedicated to 52-6 because Axtell beats Clifton Clyde. You guessed it, 52-6. Meade beats Satanta 69-12. In a low scoring affair, Decatur Community beats St. Francis 20-14. Atwood Rawlins County squeaks past Wallace County by 3 by the score of 34-31. Kenton Galbraith cruises past Solomon 70-24. Kyara Paravel Latin 62. Maria's Desingas Valley 8. Yates Center 56. St. Paul 0. Lincoln 62. St. John's Tipton 20. And now for the 6-man scores. Bird City Chelan cruises past Ashland 62-32. Cunningham blanks Chase 48-0. Century beats Altoona Midway 51-32. Deerfield gets past Golden Plain, 51-39. Chautauqua has no problem with South Coffee County beating them 33-9. Waverly blanks Southern Cloud, 61-0. Tribune and Rolla no score posted. Tescott cruises past Pawnee Heights, 37-12. Tri Plains Brewster doubles up on Moscow, beating them 44-22. Ingalls falls to Northern Valley by the score of 30-25. Weskin beats West Plains 54-6. Peabody Burns cruises past Burton by the score of 53-31. What I want to do right here, as that wraps up the scores, and there was six man right there. And if you notice, it seemed like six man football is starting to pick up. There appears to be more participants in six man. Like some of those schools I mentioned used to play eight man at one time, I do believe. But what I want to do before I go to my next break, I want to play this for you and give you this last article. And then when I come back, most likely we will look at the top 25 in college football this past weekend. But with everything surrounding what happened in the Colorado State game and the dirty cheap shot hit and how even Coach Norvell spun things, and in my opinion, he played the victim card. As much as everybody tries to find something on Deion Sanders, negative to say, because I listen to the media, I listen to what even some of the local media has to say. It's not always complimentary, but it's not derogatory. It's just that it's met with, you know, a little bit of pushback. But Deion Sanders condemns death threats against CSU's Henry Blackburn. And what I actually want to do is I want to play the audio of what Deion actually had to say. Because I can read the article, but maybe it'll resonate better when you hear it coming straight from the man. So what I want to do is play the audio from what Deion had to say. That way you can get a perspective on who Deion actually is. Yes, we know prime time. We know about prime and all this and that. But at the end of the day, Deion Sanders is a man's man. He's a stand-up man. So I'm going to play this for you right now so you can hear his words.
Henry Blackburn is a good player who played a phenomenal game. He made a tremendous hit on Travis on the sideline. You could call it dirty. You could call it he was just playing the game of football. But whatever it was, it does not constitute that he should be receiving death threats. That's trying to live his dream and hopefully graduate with honors or degree, committed to excellence and go to the NFL. He does not deserve a death threat over a game. At the end of the day, this is a game. Someone must win, someone must lose. Everybody continues their life the next day. Very unfortunate. I'm saddened if there's any of our fans that's on the other side of those threats. I would hope and pray not, but that kid was just playing the best of his ability. And he made a mistake. So I forgive him. CU, our team forgive him. Travis is, he's forgiven him. Let's move on. But that kid does not deserve that. Henry Black.
So there, you heard it straight from Deion Sanders. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and come back. I come back. We will have a look at top 25 and possibly some highlights on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host and conductor, Anthony Smith.
Thank you. Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host, your conductor of the number one podcast without any data to back it up in the state of Kansas. Just sounds good to say that. Bring you all the scores and some highlights. High school football scores, high school football blitz. Everything is kind of condensed in this one show. Let's get into some highlights right now.
Nicolosi steps up into the end zone in a crowd. No good. Picked off by Woods and it's over. Buffaloes win it. Do you believe now? Coach Prime and the Buffaloes improved to 3-0. And some cordiality at midfield between the two respective brain trusts. They were down 11 points in the fourth quarter. With a frenzied and furious comeback choreographed.
And I'm pretty sure some are saying, you are a ranked team, and why are your fans storming the field? That's up for debate. But that was the aftermath of Colorado State and Colorado. Overtime, double overtime, I do believe. And that was the end result. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you scores from the top 25. As we take a look back at what would be week number 3. First, going to give you, because it was a Thursday night game, was Miami hosting, number 22 Miami hosting Bethune-Cookman. And they had no problem as they won that game by the score of 48-7. Basically, it was a paycheck game. Then, up next, take a look at the number one team, which is the Georgia Bulldogs, their tussle with Gamecocks of South Carolina.
Rattler, pressure coming late again, and into traffic, and intercepted. Dan Jackson says, the first interception today for Rattler, and a big turnover for the Dogs.
Back up, stay there, then as it throws, read the ball, and go get it.
Jordan Hall put the late pressure on, that forced the throw that Jackson picks off. Here comes the heat late.
Jeez, one right after another, huh?
Yep. They just keep coming in waves.
Well, an offensive line that's challenged in normal situations, end of the game like this, very difficult.
And yeah, those were highlights from Georgia. South Carolina. And the way that went down, was Georgia came out on top after a very sluggish start. As a matter of fact, it said that Kirby Smart went ballistic in the locker room at halftime. But he got the desired results as they pulled out a 24-14 victory. Number two, Michigan, had no problem with Bowling Green beating them by the score of 31-6, which now leads to the number three team in the country, the Florida State Seminoles. And how did they fare against Boston College? One thing we do know, it was a hotly contested game. Probably if you were a Florida State fan, you were probably on the edge of your seat, wondering how could this play out. You know, I calls into a local radio station, and you know, the narrative was, you know, Deion should spend less worried about what someone is saying about him, and you know, trying to figure out why come his team just barely beat an unranked Colorado State team. But here are
enjoyed the last couple days. Had to refinance though your mortgage to pay for the lobster rolls here. Castellanos into traffic, and it's intercepted at the 40-yard line. What an incredible play by DJ Lundy. He was on the ground, and he picked it off.
Pressure on Castellanos and an ill-advised throw. Get back to moving the pocket. Got pressure on him. Ball does not come out clean. How about the concentration there by Lundy? Locate the football, secure the catch as he goes to the ground. Great play.
One of the few times, too, they've been able to affect the quarterback in the passing game. Florida State
fullback. And that's actually DJ Lundy, who just had the interception that was in the game, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown. Both wear number 10. But it was not Duffy, it was Lundy that was in the game. The defense rewarding the guy who makes a great interception by giving him the football at the one.
Love it. As a defensive player, you go give your...
And those were highlights from Florida State, Boston College. And the final score in that game was Florida State victorious by the score of 31-29. So, yes, they were in a dogfight. Probably were expecting it, especially on their home turf. But that's why you have to come prepared to play every game as if it's your last game. Because on any, the movie came out called Any Given Sunday. But now we can say Any Given Saturday. Moving right along to number 14, Texas gets by Kentucky, by Wyoming by the score of 31-10. Ohio State finally discovers their offense and blows past Western Kentucky 63-10. Penn State, the number seven ranked team, gets a 30-13 victory over Illinois, who just recently played Kansas Jayhawks in a thrilling game. Number eight, Washington, the Huskies from up in the Pacific Northwest, has no problem with the embattled Michigan State program, beating them 41-7. Notre Dame, the number nine team, 41-17 over Central Michigan. And this one here, Alabama is having offensive struggles. Yes, they scored 17 points against South Florida. You mean to tell me that's all you have? Granted, their defense showed up and held South Florida to 3 points. Final score being Alabama 17, South Florida 3. Number 11, Tennessee, went to the swamp. I'm pretty sure they were favored in that game. So just how did that game turn out for Tennessee? Hendon Hooker and company, Josh Heupel, high-powered offense, going into Gainesville, Florida, Gator Chomp, the world's largest cocktail party. Just how did this turn out?
Etienne picks his way, follows his block, and Burr's still going. Etienne in a foot race, and he'll win it. Touchdown, Gators.
Safety, who's got to clean this up. It's a nice gain, but as the free safety comes up right here, he's got to make this tackle. You're going to give up 8 to 10 yards, but you can't Ole and miss him. Then a missed tackle there by Haddon, and away Etienne goes. This offensive line, good job of pulling. Nice job of picking up that closing defensive end by James Pierce. There's the missed tackle, two missed tackles. Etienne, low center of gravity. He's going to run through. If you're going to wrap him up, he's going to run through just a, trying to hit him to bring him down.
And there you have the highlights from Florida Gators and Tennessee. And the final score on that game was not in Tennessee's favor, as they are now licking their wounds. That's Florida. That's right. You heard it. Florida, ETN, comes away with the victory, took care of home field, as you're supposed to do. And they come away with the victory by the score of 29-16. Number 12, Utah, flying under the radar in that all of a sudden, soon to be gone Pac-12. Coming in number 12, beats Weber State by the score of 31-7. Oregon boat raced Hawaii by the score of 55-10. LSU steamrolls Mississippi State 41-14. Number 15, Kansas State. Rival game against that team from across the state line, Missouri. Words were definitely exchanged. These teams just simply do not like each other. So how do you think this game turned out?
Long field goal attempt by K-State.
And it is Brooks. Meavis kick on the way. It's good! There's a flag down. Missouri at the moment has walked it off, but there are flags all over the field. We're confused whether there was a yellow flag on the field, too. Missouri wins it on a 61-yard walk-off field goal by Harrison Meavis.
Yep, you heard it. Walk-off field goal. Missouri stuns number 15, Kansas State. And, you know, I'm a nostalgia person. As I was looking at those uniforms that Missouri had on, it brought back memories of when I was younger and used to go watch Wichita State play football. Keywords used to. Those uniforms just brought back some memories of the last coach, Ron Chismar. That was the style of uniform they had, minus the yellow helmets. Man, you talk about starved to watch some football. Anyway, let me get off my nostalgia kick. Finish this top 25 look. San Diego State traveled into number 16, Oregon State, the other school that has the acronyms OSU, who also wears orange and black, like that school down in Stillwater. However, this school is ranked and that school isn't. As a matter of fact, Oregon State comes out with a 26-9 victory over San Diego State over those Aztecs. Number 17, Ole Miss, gets past Georgia Tech by the score of 48-23. They call them the rambling wreck for a reason, because they are a wreck. And you heard highlights earlier from the Colorado State game, which, of course, Colorado, number 18th team in the nation, comes out with a 43-35 victory in double overtime. Number 19, Oklahoma, travels to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they were a very ungracious guest as they boat raced Tulsa on their home turf by the score of 66-17. Number 20, North Carolina, disposes of Minnesota by the score of 31-13. Number 21, Duke. I got to get used to saying that. Number 21, Duke. This isn't basketball season. This football season. Blows past Northwestern, 38-14. Number 23, Washington State, handles Northern Colorado with ease, 64-21. Number 24, UCLA gets past, I do believe, a HBCU school in North Carolina Central by the score of 59-7. Number 25, Iowa, 41. And Western Michigan, 10. And one of the offensive coordinators had a lot to say about the fans. Basically told them they can take their little step ladders and get out of his, you know what. They scored 41 points. Anyway, that wraps up this portion of the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Hope you have enjoyed the ride as much as I've enjoyed being your conductor. Until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. I'm out of here. Be blessed.